Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Oh, despite all the doom and gloom, there is loads of good news out there. Plenty to be positive. And Carl O'Sullivan is with me in studio today to tell us all about it.
Yes, Andrea, back every week. I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Can't complain. Thrilled about this.
Olé.
Yeah, Andrea, it's so warm out here.
It's unbelievable. And I can tell you, I am not dressed for the weather today. I swear it was about -5. I have that much clothes on me.
Well, you look around the office today and everyone's in the shorts and the layers are off. It's gone. But yeah, it's great to see the weather back. And
love
like, it's
it.
Not the end of the summer. Dublin is shining and all over the country as well. But it's not a heat wave. We have to clarify
that.
No,
we found this out yesterday from Liz Walsh,
it has to be 5 consecutive days in a row of 25 degrees. Now, it's actually 24 out there at the moment in Dublin, but I'm looking down the country in Limerick and Portlaoise and stuff like that, it's hitting 26. The highest we got this summer was 31.3 in Roscommon, which is
Roscommon's the place to be if you're looking for good
weather. Midlands.
Yeah,
the Midlands.
Mullingar yesterday too.
In the middle of the county or the country. But yeah, like summertime is really back in Dublin City and we have Oasis this weekend hitting the city. There's loads of gigs happening around. The place I want to be at the moment is Limerick actually, because they've pictured this tonight. They have the Saw Doctors Friday. They have the Water Boys Saturday. And the weather just looks unbelievable down that part of the country
this
as well.
This is the best news now
yeah,
for anybody
I know.
Heading to Limerick this weekend.
Absolutely. The sun is shining. But like, it's just, you're walking home in the evening and you smell barbecues, the whole lot. You'll be cracking it out, no
absolutely,
doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah, without a question, no question whatsoever, I will most likely have a barbecue this evening.
But it just puts a smile. It puts everyone in
love
a better
it.
Form. And
everyone's in great humour.
Everyone's reason to be happy is the weather. You see the 40 foot and all the swimming spots in Dublin is packed. And you know what? You love to see it.
Yeah, why not? Hopefully it'll maybe last for a little bit longer than 5 to 6 days. Now, this is the story. I had a great laugh at this when I spotted it this morning. Schools in the UK holding classes for students in how to do this.
Yeah, the dreaded ringtone for some, Andrea. Now, if my phone was ringing like that, I would absolutely pick it up 100%. Answer straight away. You?
Oh, I'm a total phone call person.
Yeah, like I don't fear phone calls, number one. But
we are a dying breed though, Carl.
Yes, absolutely. So schools in the UK are holding classes for students in how to make a phone
call.
They
can't make phone calls.
No, like,
I see it all the time.
I see friends of mine who will watch a phone ring out after kind of 5 or 6 rings. And I'm like, pick up the phone. So
don't DM them. Don't follow them and ask them to, you know, follow you back.
No, the thing with a phone call is you have an immediate answer.
Absolutely.
And if you can't get them there and then, they will ring you back or they'll text you and then I'll ring them again.
It's also a sign that you care. Like,
yeah,
I'm
absolutely
going to give some of my time to ring you this evening, to have a chat with you,
100%.
To see how you're getting on, what's going on in your life, rather than just, you know,
and I don't have time for the
10-minute
voice notes that like I have to listen to and then write notes down. If I want to answer a question from someone immediately, I will do it on the phone, like regardless of work or whatever. But I'll ring my friends and be like, well, what's the crack? How are you getting on?
Do they ring you?
Yeah, well, some of them would, but the majority now are kind of afraid of phone calls.
Yeah,
and that's why I think these special workshops that they're holding in the UK could do well in Ireland. So they're holding them on kind of basic telephone skills for Gen Zers. Some students are being coached how to say hello and what to do if they are put on hold. And Liz Baxter, the college careers advisor, said many young people just don't have the confidence. I don't know if it's a confidence thing.
No, I don't buy that.
If you have
a phone and you're you know, you're in front of your Instagram and your TikTok every day of the week posting videos of yourself telling all of these people that you don't know and you've never met before in your life how you're doing, and I just want to check it. I just want to hop on here. That's great. I was a hop on.
Yeah.
Haven't been on in a while to tell people how you're doing. Don't tell me then you can't make a phone call.
But you should. I think it's an art, not an art, but you should be able to answer the phone. According to a survey of 2,000 people, nearly 70% of those aged 18 to 34 prefer texting to calling. No surprise there.
Mm.
And 23%, almost a quarter, say they never answer a phone call. I will often see friends just watch the phone call and then go to their WhatsApp, save their number and see who the picture is so they can see who's ringing them before they ring them back. I think it's brutal, but I think these workshops are brilliant.
Great idea.
And it's a great thing going forward. Make everyone get a phone call, bring it back. Like, I still have a house phone in our house. I love when it rings. I'm like, who's on the other end?
I have a house phone and never use it. I only ever use my own house phone to find my phone. I've lost somewhere in the house.
You're ringing yourself. Yeah. You're so good at phone calls, you're ringing yourself.
That's the only, I'd say the only outgoing call it's probably ever made. Now, I want to know, are you a fan of this?
Oh no. was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Andrew, are you a fan of Rose of Tralee?
I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I was years ago.
I think it's getting better and better.
Really?
I'm a huge fan. I watch it every year and it's killing me. Next Monday I'm playing in a charity match with my football team and I'll be missing, I'd say, the first hour and a half of the first night and it's killing me. So I'll be jumping straight on the player. But yes, it's back next Monday and Tuesday and we have Catherine Thomas and Dahi O'Shea, of course, hosting again.
Dahi and Catherine. I think they're absolutely
brilliant and Catherine's a great addition. But yes, it's returning to the MTU Sports Campus. It's no longer the Dome, but I think people will still call it the Dome and they'll call it forever. But we'll have people from all over the world. Like, and
what do you love about it though?
I think like it's gone so far from pageantry now, like, and people are like, oh, it's just a pageant. I think the crack they have on stage, and it shows off kind of what I suppose women are doing around the world, number one, for Ireland, but also like I know the New Zealand Rose this year. And I feel bad in a way because the New Zealand Rose won last year, Keely O'Grady, and I'm kind of rooting again for the New Zealand Rose. And now it's happened before in 2009, 2010. London won 2 years in consecutively. Okay. So I'd love, like, I'm definitely rooting for Geirr Jo, but she's from Galway, but she's the New Zealand Rose. But I think it's just, it showcases everything women can do that men can. Like, this year we have electricians, occupational therapists, forklift drivers, women who are excelling in their fields.
Yeah.
Absolutely, to 100% of the degree. But also they allow mothers in now. Like, it's getting more progressive.
The rules have changed, yeah.
And like, I think it's just, it's something good nowadays. Like, that's what I suppose Dahi O'Shea and Catherine were saying yesterday at the press event. They said, amongst all, like we do here every Wednesday,
yeah,
amongst all the doom and gloom, it's something to smile about, something to have a bit of a laugh about. And like, last year was brilliant for me. Like, I thought it was so good.
You really follow it closely, don't you?
Yeah,
you
really enjoy it. But I also think, the naysayers followed it too.
Really?
I think there's a part of them that's like, yeah, I'm going to watch to...
No, I'll tell you what I do watch. I will watch some of the clips that are, you know, they'll often share clips of different roses or, you know, certain people on social media. And, you know, maybe if one or two of them had a particularly interesting story or something unusual or perhaps a different experience, a lot of those kind of tend to get shared around. And I'll watch those. But I won't sit and watch every single
rose.
It
is a long slog, like, watching every single rose. But, like, it's something, I suppose, that a lot of people do enjoy, and I think for me it's something, it's happy and like it absolutely brings a joy to
That's
a lot
true.
Of people around the country. But
now the thing that brought a little smile to my face today, eating fry ups is sexy.
Well, apparently so scientists at the University of Montpellier have discovered that eating a different breakfast might be a new wingman for you. So listen, in their study, men were served either a high glycemic breakfast, refined carbs that spike blood sugar, etc., and low glycemic breakfast as well, slow burning whole grain foods, etc. And a couple of hours later, heterosexual women were shown photos of the men after they had had their meals and asked to rate their looks. The result? The men who ate the full fry up scored higher on the attractiveness scale
than those eating Eggs Benedict and
your Eggs Benny or your acai bowls or rubbish now, if you ask me, Andrea.
Really?
If I walk into a restaurant and I see a lad eating a full fry up, he's the man for me.
Really?
10 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah, something I've never thought about before.
Oh, the acai bowls.
It's the black pudding, is it?
Oh, it's the black pudding and the rashers and the whole lot. And the mixing of the eggs and the beans and the whole lot. The swig of tea as well.
You love it.
Oh, no. And look, I suppose tongue in cheek, but next time you're debating whether to have that sad bowl of cereal or
remember
have
somebody's
your fry,
watching you.
Remember, there's some, there's maybe
you're
the
being
one
judged.
The one for you might be out there, and they might like the fact
Amazing.
That you have a fry.
Well, this might interest any of our wannabe singers out there.
Yes, Andrea Chaperone there, obviously headlining Electric.
It's Friday night, isn't it?
Yeah, Friday night. I feel like her and Hosier are both on, but I feel like she's the main act. But you hear a little bit of a piano there in that song.
Yeah.
And Electric Picnic is calling on all pianists. So they have a new stage at Electric Picnic this year in the Cree Arena. So it's kind of where like Body and Soul used to be and kind of all them stages. So you can apply now to perform at Electric Picnic at this
Anyone.
Anyone. So you can apply.
Presumably, you need to be of some standards.
Well, I suppose you need to be able to play the piano, number
like
one.
You and me
getting in there doing the 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Yeah, you can perform a solo or ensemble piece, and the deadline to apply is next Monday, 18th of August. Winning entries contacted by next week as well, and it's a once a lifetime opportunity.
That's an amazing playing at the like chance to get.
But not only this, they want you to name the name the stage at the festival as well. So, in conjunction with Uncommission Taocon, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission, they're inviting you to name the stage that hosts these pianists. So it's just like you can either perform with a group or whatever, but you can sing as well. But it's kind of that piano kind of vibe. But they're looking for a name.
Sorry, can you sing as well, or is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can perform as an ensemble as well, and you can have other musicians.
Oh,
with
right.
You.
It's not, you don't just have to be a piano player.
But the kind of the key part of it is the art of playing the piano.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you can cast your vote now, and you can also win 2 EP tickets. So, like, if you have a good name
it's
for
a
the
brilliant
stage,
idea.
Yeah, I think it's great. Now, like,
and what an opportunity to
sometimes
get to say
the
you
piano can be a bit like. Maudlin, a bit sad.
No,
slow.
I love it. If I could play any instrument and play
piano.
It well, I want to be able to
you
play
want
the piano
to go in
properly.
And you want to hear like Elton John, Crocodile Rock, like you want to be able to have a bit of a boogie at Electric Picnic. But like that, if you're a budding pianist out there, do get involved.
Yeah. Actually, is there presume there must be an age restriction around that?
Oh,
is there?
I assume so. Like, well, Electric Picnic is so it's 18 plus, so I assume so.
And but the details for people to enter
electricpicnics.ie, and they're all there, and you can vote on there for the name, but you can also apply by next Monday.
Happy days. Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks
Thank
a million for not at all for joining us here at Lunchtime Live to bring a little smile to her face this Wednesday lunchtime.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.